News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has said he hopes to get rid of the triple lock in the lifetime of this government. To discuss this, we're joined by Declan Power, defence and security expert, Mark Price, co-chair of the Irish anti-war movement. Declan, to you first. Is Simon Harris right?
He is, yeah. This is something that needs to be dealt with. It's tying up of a few loose ends that have hampered this country both operationally and perhaps even damaged its standing politically with regards to international missions that we've participated on in recent years.
Mark Price, it needs to be dealt with. It's damaged our standing internationally.
What's damaged our standing, Shane, is taking part in these missions that Declan refers to in recent years and allowing the Americans to use Shannon Airport for the last 20 years. What's damaged our standing is our collusion with various large, big power military activities. And what's damaging our standing is the proposal by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael people to rope us into European defence agency activities and battle groups and so on. Our standing was very high as a neutral country, a country that sued for peace in the past and that only did peacekeeping. That was when our standing was high, not taking part in willy-nilly in international...
Let Declan come back in. Declan Power.
Well, Mark is kind of stuck in the past. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Brahmi Report, Mark, but it was what changed the nature of peacekeeping and brought in two strands to it, peacekeeping and peace enforcement. It began after the Cold War. And for Ireland to take part in that, we needed to up our standards militarily. And for us to ensure the safety of our troops, we needed to participate in missions with countries that could engage in peace enforcement, that were trained and equipped to do that. There are such things as Chapter 7 missions, and these are different types.
Yeah, just Declan, most of our listeners won't have a clue what a Chapter 7 mission is.
The point being that Mark is referring to an era that peacekeeping was very lightly armed and didn't involve much in the line of combat. But the kinds of missions that Irish troops have been involved in, including myself, over the last number of decades in places like Chad, in places like Lebanon, in places like Sierra Leone. The people that live in those places were damn glad to see Irish troops arrive in, and they wouldn't have been able to arrive in had we not upped our standards, had we not trained to the...
Okay. Mark, how about that? Times have changed, peacekeeping has changed the nature of it. You need to change.
A complete distraction. Ireland went on peacekeeping under the terms of an informal triple lock, which wasn't really only made formal around about 2001, and again after the
That's incorrect, Mark. It started in 1961. The triple lock was brought in 1961 when we got involved in UN missions.
Okay,
so please let's have the facts correct.
I did say informally. It only became
it wasn't
into place.
But okay, if you're going to use that term, you have to be told it's incorrect.
It wasn't a policy. It wasn't a law.
It was actually brought in to ensure that we couldn't be sucked in to UN missions that would bring us into war. That was the reason for it.
Let Mark respond.
Before we went to the Congo.
Let Mark respond.
I think the point is that we went on perfectly successful UN peacekeeping missions, and we... the purpose of the triple lock is to maintain the policy of only going on UN peacekeeping missions. UN peacekeeping missions have run into difficulties in recent times. And that's mainly because because they've been going to places where there haven't been peace processes in place. And this is an issue which is separate from the consultative forums last year. There was all this talk about there hasn't been a new peacekeeping mission for 10 years. This is because there are bad actors in the Security Council refusing to allow these new missions. This is not the truth. In fact,
Hold on a second.
Declan, come back in.
I'm sorry, it's hard to sit here and listen to stuff being made up on the hoof here. There's no such thing as a perfectly good UN peacekeeping mission. And I've been on enough.
Did I say that? Yes, you did.
The Congo was nearly a disaster. It's lucky that there weren't a huge... There were there was the potential for a large number of Irish troops to have been killed there. But let's jump into the here and now. The triple lock, what is it? The triple lock is where, before Irish troops can be deployed beyond the numbers of 12, it requires the assent of the Dáil, the government, and a UN Security Council resolution. The original triple lock concept required the assent of the UN. And recent times, you've had attorneys general interpreting this in a very rigid way that has allowed countries like China, back in the Macedonian mission some 20-odd years ago, nearly
the
lead to a situation that Irish troops...
Let Declan finish the point, then you can come back in.
To say that that's the only example. That's an example.
Well, which is the other one?
It's
then,
a real...
Give us some other one.
All right, Mark, just let Declan finish the point, and then I will let you back in.
Mark, there have been countless missions that the Irish state have shied away from because of worries about this. There have been training exercises that Irish troops have been deprived of going on because of this.
Okay, Declan, let Mark respond.
You just sit there in your rarefied atmosphere and talk about the Macedonian mission as if it didn't matter is facile.
Okay, let Mark respond.
Apart from Macedonia, can we have some examples?
Did you listen to what I just said? Did you? Did you listen to a word I just said, or do I have to repeat myself all over again? There have been a number of other missions that we didn't go on, and a number of important exercises that we didn't take part in.
Give us examples.
Yeah, I've just given you an example of an actual mission.
Listen
to me. I've given you an example of a mission that nearly went overboard. And you and you're requiring a list of examples.
Yeah, and you know what?
We're getting bogged, sorry, gentlemen.
I'm going to interrupt here because we're getting a little bit bogged down on this point.
Can we just make one other point?
Very briefly, Declan. Yeah.
In the 1990s, the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan stated that he wished there were more conglomerates of nations like the African Union or NATO that the UN could parcel out missions to. In other words, what the UN wanted was a system by which clusters of like-minded nations that had the training, that had the equipment, that had the command and control systems could take on UN missions rather than the little lightly armed UN peacekeeping missions that Mark is referring to. That was in the past. This is what was born out of the Brahmi report that the UN itself commissioned. So it is the UN that has looked for this direction.
Okay, and Ireland has let Mark come back in, Declan.
The reason why Micheál Martin and now Simon Harris want to get rid of the triple lock is because they want us to have, quote, freedom of action. And that means taking part in European Defence Agency battle groups and PESCO and other European military formations, which were formed at the behest of the arms industry. The head of Airbus, formerly EADS, boasted in 2004 that the EDA was our baby, their baby. This is why they want us. They want us to join Europe.
Okay, very brief final word, Declan. Very brief final word to you.
You're conflating the European Defence Agency and PESCO. They're two completely separate entities. PESCO allows clusters of European Union partner nations to come together on European defence projects that suit their needs. For a small country like Ireland that needs assistance with its own territorial defence, both above the surface, below the surface, it's an essential element.
All right, Mark, very brief final word from you.
Vast, vast majority of people in this country do not want to be part of PESCO or the EDA or European battle groups. They want us to go exclusively abroad on UN peacekeeping missions.
Okay, we will leave it there. Mark Price, co-chair of the Irish Anti-War Movement, Declan Power, defence and security expert, thank you both for joining us. Some breaking news, and it's some good news from the Middle East. An Iranian official has said there is no plan for immediate retaliation. That's after Israel launched a strike overnight against Iran. We'll talk about that after.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.